just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Sue Meyer, energy healer, spiritual counselor, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. Joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our latest updates and the latest developments in our targeted situation. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question or get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Good evening, Sue, and good evening, Richard. Sue, how are you this evening?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Oh, very good. I can hardly hear you. I don't know whether that's a network issue or whether it's just me.
The connection is a little faint. I'm getting very faint signal from you, so I don't know why, but we could start over?
No, we're doing fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I'm so blessed that you asked me to come on and speak again. I just love to radiate as much love and light as I can during these dark times. And what's the better way to do it than on radio? You know, radio waves continue through the universe, as does light. And light continues through the universe if you radiate it. So
forever.
It's very powerful. It's physics, but it's also spirituality. That's how
Sue, we have Margaret online. I think she may have a question for you already.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Margaret. She's probably having phone issues, which is...
Yeah, huh.
Pretty common. She always seems to have phone issues. So, Richard, how are you doing tonight? You have any questions for Sue? You guys have spoken on our conference call many times.
Hi. Hi, guys. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Questions. I know Sue, been knowing Sue for a while. She is a very informed and caring person in her field, and she knows quite a bit about how to lift people and their spirits to add to our community and try to keep things at a level flow. So I just want to thank her for coming on the call, and I hope you guys are doing well also. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. I appreciate that.
Okay, I guess Margaret is here. I don't believe she heard. She heard me. I don't know whether I have to turn up a little bit. I know I'm cranked way down for a reason.
I would love to say a few words about Sue and how she has really been an inspiration to me. She was on the late night call when I first joined it at one point. And there have been many times when I had to take flight from my home and dialed in, and Sue was there along with Richard. And Sue's love and caring for others helped me through a couple of tough nights that I was being targeted. But I wanted to ask Sue how she keeps such a wonderful, positive attitude when there are many days that I know you're in tremendous torture. And I'd love to know how you do it, Sue. Thank you.
Well, sure, Margaret. You're a beautiful soul, and I'm always glad to help you. I do remember those nights when you were camping out in your truck in the middle of nowhere and had nobody else but a voice on the phone, and I know how serious that can be at times, so I'm just happy to help. How do I stay positive? Well, let me tell you first, and honestly, I'm not always positive. There are times where I have to fight against my own emotions, but I'm getting better at that because I understand the games of the enemy better than I used to. And so, you know, darkness is the same no matter what form it shows up. And after about 44 years of constant spiritual practice, you know, that includes all religions, and I seek wisdom from our ancestors, from the prophets, and from my own direct, constant maintenance of my mind and my heart and my environment. It's constant. You know, there's not one day that goes by that I don't feel like I have to get up, do my prayers and meditation, bring in the light, find the darkness, push it away, and get going with whatever little minor tasks I have set before me. It's not like you do it one time 7 years ago and you're done. Like, it's the same as you washed your hands 7 years ago, so why are they dirty now, right? I mean, that's how it is with your energy. Your spirit and the energy fields that extend outward and outward into the universe, they need to be clean, just like you have to wash your hands, your hair, your body, because the universe isn't a constantly clean place, obviously. There are so many different kinds of energies out there. So regular attention to your clarity of mind, to your clarity of intention coming from your heart, and also, you know, take care of yourself in little ways that nobody else is going to be able to do for you. Just find out what nutrition you really need, or, you know, what makes you feel grounded on the earth, you know, taking walks, breathing fresh air, getting away from the news sometimes. There's always that one now. Everybody gets wrapped up in the bad news, and that is polluting your mind and your spirit. So all of those little things can add up to a regular habit that keeps you on pace with God, keeps you on pace with your purpose here, staying on your path. That's all I have left, is what is my path? What does God have for me to do with whatever time is given?
Yeah, that's really very good. Margaret, do you have any other questions or something you want to add?
Well, that's the Sue I know. I know that person that is so positive, and I'm so grateful that she's on the calls for us, because there are people that are just being introduced to this program, and they're very distraught. And Sue is a guiding light on these calls for those people. So I want to thank her for that.
I agree.
Well, thank you.
I agree 1,000%. Sue is, I've known Sue for years now, and she has always had a positive attitude, and that's one of the things that I stress always. Maintain a positive attitude. And if you find something good in every day, it goes into your subconscious. So the next time you're faced with the same problem, whatever it might be, you will face it differently. Okay, go ahead.
That's
Sue.
Right.
We have a guest, Wonder Ann.
That's right, what you said about. Now, the energy weapons that we're facing, as well as the subliminals, are designed to plant data packets of thought in your mind and in your subconscious. That's why it's so important to stay on maintenance with that, too. There's so many different ways that your subconscious can be programmed. And, you know, as a trained hypnotherapist, I know that there are ways to undo that as well. So, yes, you've got to stay on point with everything like that.
Okay, Sue, we have a guest caller, Wonder Ann. Go ahead, Ann.
Good evening, and this is Wonder Ann, and it's a real pleasure to get on here. Richard had invited me, and I really love it, Margaret, about your attitude and gratitude to what you're doing, because what I've had to, you know, learn as you go along is to be grateful at the end of a day for making it through the day. Because sometimes the day can be so unnerving, so uncharismatic, if you want to say. But it's so good to hear you say the different ways that you've brought yourself through difficulties. Thank you for that feedback. And I want to validate Richard for inviting me on here. For all of you to have a way to say something to the public, to the people that are searching and crying for something different from what we've all gone through, whether it's this COVID-19 or whether it's just living day to day. And I've met several of the targeted individuals on the phones, and I'm just flabbergasted that you've made it as long as you have, especially with Richard and his trauma. I've been fortunate. I've not been a targeted individual, but I've gotten involved in many other spheres of us being able to even live enthusiastically, if you want to put it that way, because of so much other stuff that gets put on us. So I'll shut up and listen to what you're saying. I'm just thrilled that you're all on here, and you're allow me even to say hello. And I appreciate you all being here, and thank you for allowing me to say a word there.
Well, thank you, Ann. No, thank you so much, Ann, for your contribution, and I'm sure that Sue appreciates it. I know I do. Go ahead, Sue.
Oh, well, I had put together a little information about light and physics, but I see that it's more of a roundtable of guests, so that's good, too. You know, because I've been thinking about spiritual warfare a lot lately and how it doesn't take away from you being a child of God to fight back for what's right. I think a lot of Christians especially do not like conflict. They usually want to stand down or avoid conflict, and I was like that too. If I hadn't been confronted so many times in my life. I wouldn't have had to learn how to read through a person's energy and their attention to what they want, you know, what their language is, how they use their tone, their body language, to realize when I'm in danger or not. And those things are good tools to have. The other levels, which are a little more esoteric, require insight into the nature of light and photons, quantum communications, which is where the sciences and technology are headed. So it's good for us to learn some of that science and how to apply it to our situation.
Yeah, that, very good, because actually we did a show on that probably, I think, 3 to 4 weeks ago. And it was quantum communication. And that's what they are using today to communicate with the submarines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like a lot of the computing is light-based these days.
Yes, it is.
Photons. Mm-hmm.
MIT.
Could I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
When you're saying quantum communication, are you talking about the quantum language that David Wynn Miller and Russell J. Gould created 20, 30 years ago?
Frank, I think you would have that answer better than I.
The language itself, basically starting off with quantum entanglement, the two-slit theory.
For the good of the people is with the joy of all of us working together.
Okay.
Is that the type of language you're talking about? Because that's the quantum that David and Russell J. Gould are...
This is actually a very complicated physics question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all about quantum mechanics and quantum physics.
Okay, so it's a different style of quantum. Okay. That's why I wanted clarity on it.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately, the mystics and the quantum physicists are coming to agreement about the field of energy that involves thought, if I can make it as simple as possible.
Okay, if they you guys would all hang on, we have to go to commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Good evening, once again, from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, special guest, Sue Maya, energy healer, spiritual counselor, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. Call into the show live and ask a question or get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Sue, have Ann still on and Richard's here. Richard, you want to comment, ask a question, or he's probably muted himself.
Well, at this moment, if I have a moment of between questions, I would like to just read a little passage from a book that would open up the discussion to what is happening to our own light, our own spiritual light, and how I theorize that they are harvesting our light through the trauma that's in the world. Would that be okay, or is it too advanced?
That's fine. It's your show, hon. Go ahead. That sounds
great. Really, it's your show, really. But, okay, take in as much of this as you can. I'm reading just two paragraphs out of Michio Kaku's book called Physics of the Impossible, in the chapter on phasers and death stars. It's all about physics of the impossible, future technology, et cetera, et cetera. So here in the chapter about masers and lasers, listen carefully if you can relate to it. In a laser, you first begin with a special medium that will transmit the laser beam, such as a special gas, crystal, or diode. Then you pump energy into this medium from the outside in the form of electricity, radio, light, or chemical reaction. This sudden influx of energy pumps up the atom of the medium, so the electrons absorb the energy and then jump to the outer electron shell. In this excited state, the medium is unstable. If one then sends a light beam through the medium, the photons will hit each atom, causing it to suddenly decay down to a lower level, releasing more photons in the process. This in turn triggers even more electrons to release photons, eventually creating a cascade of collapsing atoms with trillions upon trillions of photons suddenly released into the beam. The key is that for certain substances, when this avalanche of photons is occurring, while the photons are vibrating in unison, that is, they are coherent. Now, if you think of yourself being targeted with energy, you're obviously feeling that excited state. You're feeling unstable. That's exactly what is described there. You are the medium for these beings. And in that excited state, you're losing energy. You're losing light. You can't see the light being pushed off of your cells or out of your body, but you feel degraded. You feel, generally speaking, tired, fatigued. You might even begin to have injuries, and over time those injuries get worse. And this is the process of
Sue?
The energy beams exciting your cells and making you release more and more energy.
Okay, Sue, your connection is degrading. If you can get back to the same position you were in when you came on, that will be great.
Okay. I'll sit down now. So if you have a thought about that and relate it to your personal experience, then when you're in meditation, when you're in prayer and you ask Christ for his light to replenish the light that has been stolen from you, you'll start to feel that healing in yourself. You'll start to feel it first as a sense of gratitude and comfort, and over time you can start feeling the injuries being repaired by the replenishment of light energy that you've been losing over time. That's the essential nature of healing.
Okay, Sue, we have a commercial coming up very shortly. Thank you very much for listening, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, special guest, Sue Maya, energy healer, spiritual counselor on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0143. 6-3. Okay, Sue, we have Ann and Richard still on here. I don't know. Ann, would you like to comment, ask a question? Richard?
Go ahead, Richard. Okay. Sorry.
No, you go.
You're first.
Okay, well,
handsome before age.
Wow, we're supposed to be finding the truth on this radio show. But anyway.
I know, baby.
It turns out that the light and all the other elements of this planet are important. The word spoken, the belief of the words, let there be light, brought life forward on our planet. So, I was going to ask Sue, some is scientific, some is just natural things. It's all magical to me. What would be your most magical point of it all?
God. He's the ultimate, you know, commander-in-chief of all the elements. You can't get much more magical than that. If you have any questions, go to him. Let him show you something you haven't understood before. He's the master teacher. He's the master creator, destroyer, decider, designer. He has it all in divine order. It's his world. So that's where I get my inspiration from.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Anne?
That brings up the question that has been toying in my mind for years is, why do we have so many gods? Why do we have a Protestant God, a Baptist God, a Catholic God, a Jewish God, Muhammad, all these different gods, if maybe there's only one?
There is only one. There is only one. there's so only one with so many names and faces who shows up. People call him by different names. Why do they call him by different names?
Why is there a need for so many?
Because there's a need for God in every person, in every culture, in every era of history. All through every era of culture and every era of history has required the inspiration of God to get through the trouble, to get more inventive, to become more artistic, to express the divine, and to fill the needs of the earthly life. It all comes from him.
Well,
they didn't all know each other.
Those cultures
didn't know each other when they were coming up with their inspiration. Before the times of airplanes and telephones, they didn't know one another. So they came up with their own version.
Well, and that's a good, very good point and analogy. However, I was raised a Catholic. We had our version. But it was always belittling the other gods and belittling anybody that wasn't a Catholic. And I, from that tainted viewpoint, it made a schism to me with other people's gods. And it's taken me a lifetime to really drop all that so I'm spiritual. Because God is a spirit. God is inside of us. God is our crooks of living, where instead of all these magical names, these different kinds of verbiage have always been a confusion. When I got centered, I felt more at peace. Before, I had this mean, vicious, horrible thing that was called God and caused wars and famine and death of infants through old age, which is repeating itself even today. So I've gone to the spiritual level because, to me, his spirit is what I carry, not all that verbiage. The verbiage has been a confusion, has been a detriment, has been a almost a
divider.
Crime. Yeah, yeah. And
the religions are divisive, but spirituality is unifying.
Okay, good, good. Because I found that with those, if I speak to people of a religion, it's like I was in a group where they defined religion as a group of people that talked about the same topic. And that made sense, but it still wasn't getting to the crux of this whole presence. What is present in me that I can totally carry with me at all times? And spiritual seemed to be my easiest formula, or if you want to call it a formula, but method of grasping, I guess, a truth. He is omnipotent.
Mm-hmm.
He's everywhere. He's with us at any time. Even in the deadly throes of the uglies that we've been harassed up with these last centuries, decades, days, hours, minutes. I yield.
Thank you so much, Ann. We have a caller from Fort Worth, Texas, Pat. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi. I just can't be as eloquent as all your guests here, but I could do like Paul and tell you my story. Well, what happened was I heard about hell when I was 13. I didn't want to go there. And I heard the only way I could keep from going there was Jesus. So I just, boy, they gave me a little booklet that it had the Book of John, and it had a couple of songs in there, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and the old rugged cross. I learned all that. I still wasn't sure I was going to miss hell. So I just prayed and prayed. And Jesus came in my room. He was behind me, but it lit up the whole room. And it was a blinding light. I couldn't see his face. And he just said, "You're saved." And he left. And that's all I needed to know. I needed to know. And so whenever people, Jimmy Carter had me confused one time. I thought that Allah was another name for our God, but it's not. It's the name of an old, old pagan God. And I had a friend, a Christian friend. She was really a prophetess, and she said it this way. She said, there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus. He said that, Jesus. And everybody tries to get there their way. And there are several religions that they try to get there by works. You know, they have to go out and do all these things. But I have found, well, Jesus said, by grace are you saved, and that, and not of works, lest any man should boast. See how much works I did, see? So grace means undeserved merit. And so she said, all these other religions started some other way. Mohammedanism started with a sword. That's why they still cut your head off. Jesus is the love of God. Okay, God is the Old Testament, and He is the law, and Jesus is our intercessor, ever going before the Father on our behalf. And if you check all these other religions out, you find what's missing is love. And that's why Islamics, they don't understand love, especially the abused women. When they find out, they like it. So there's the difference right there. I hate to say all that, but I've been through a lot of those. You've had neighbors and friends and everything, different religions, and I think that's really true. And that there's even a gift of love, of the 9 gifts of the Spirit of God, and it's supernatural love. You will actually love somebody you've never seen before, and they know it. And it's not you doing it. It's God. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Not very eloquent, but I can just tell you all. Well, that was 13. I was 78. Okay. And I don't know the Bible like I should, but I know what? It's the book, and I believe, especially the King James Version, it was inspired by the Holy Ghost. And I find that nowadays with things so bad and so messed up, I say, God, I have to have. It says, let a thing be confirmed in the mouth of 2 or more witnesses. And he's one of them. The Bible is a witness. And so I just, if things get really bad, I grab my Bible. And right there, it's right there in front of me, what I needed to know. So,
well, thank you so much, Pat.
Pardon?
Thank you so much, Pat.
When Trump stood before that church and they said, you didn't hold it right, I said, they don't have the right. They don't have the right Jesus. There's no way to hold the Bible. I mean, it's the Word of God, but you can't. And I've heard of houses burning down. There's just the Bible not touched. But it's just symbolic. It's not actually, I mean, the words themselves, the thing itself is not holy. It's a use to you. It's a tool. It's God in a hurry.
Thank you so much, Pat, for...
Well, thank y'all for the whole thing. God bless y'all.
Thank you so much.
She brought up a good... Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
I had a question for Sue pertaining to the spiritual healing, was wondering, Sue, who do you point the finger at when it comes to the responsibility of spiritual healing?
It's all God. It's all His light. It's all His direction. It's all His doing. I'm just a medium for it. I'm just a receiver or the messenger of it.
Well, we seem to be forgetting one little aspect, and I'll be quiet, but the thing about it is we all have a choice, and we all have a choice to either lift ourselves up in the realm of spirituality or not care and lower ourselves down. So with that very choice that we were given, we can either lift ourselves up or not. The table has been filled. The door has been opened, and we have the right to come and sit and raise ourselves or not. So I say it's within ourselves, our own spiritual healing is our responsibility.
Well, it is that too. But people who try to just heal themselves, for instance, just to go to doctors, fix me, give me a pill, it sometimes that's not the thing that heals them. It might fix something mechanical in them or chemical in them, but it wouldn't be a whole healing the way I see it. And so sometimes the cause of the illness is not visible or readily apparent, and going to doctors isn't always the thing that fixes it. So then you upgrade. And I do believe it is your own choice whether you rise or fall and the ladder of frequencies that we have available. It is our choice. And the higher you go on that ladder, the more gifts of spirit you receive because they are available as you prepare yourself to use them.
Well, that would go into something what Pat was saying insofar as is she going to go to hell? And I look at it in another way, kind of maybe it's esoteric, but as Richard was bringing up the point of choice, we can have hell on earth or we can have heaven on earth. Is a choice. Hell, for some people, is the violence they put themselves in. It's the degradation they put themselves in. Because I got to tell you, none of us wake up in the morning and say, oh, I want to be beaten up today. Oh, I think being beaten and clubbed and raped is just going to be the most exciting thing for me to do today. And that's hell. For someone who says, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. Or to someone, that may be heaven. Because it depends upon our choice, or our education, our upbringing, our parental guidance. It could be any one of those things that has led us to have a choice of what hell really is or what heaven really is. Here on this earth, it all is a choice. This whole phenomenon we're going through in these last 3 to 4 months is a choice. Whose choice was chosen?
Okay, we are going to commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome back. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, special guest, Sue Maya. And we're getting to the point where we should have some closing thoughts. I think we're almost at the top of the hour. And Sue, what would you like to leave with our guests?
The most important thing is to raise your perspective on the worldly events. Raise your view, your point of view, to an otherworldly horizon. It's not necessarily separate from this world, but that somehow will help you, like a map, to navigate through the world. A higher perspective is what I would like to say. And also, if anybody needs to reach me, they can write to su808@juno.com, su808@juno.com. And you can always ask me more questions there.
Thank you, Sue.
Yes, thanks, Sue. Don't you have a web page that they can visit? Okay, would you mind giving that out?
It's easy. SU808.wordpress.com. And I've got writing that goes back probably 15 or 16 years. Photos, meditations, audio. Just a variety of things for people to look at.
Okay, that's great. And she always usually says a prayer when she comes out on the conference call. Can't do one tonight because we don't have the time.
I know. But I wish everyone the love of God, the path to their most important purpose in this life, and fulfill it. Don't waste time. Just do it now.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And right now, I'm going to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.